Okay, let's get the obvious question out of the way. How's your knee?
It's great. I don't think about it out there. So
yeah.
Just happy to be healthy and playing, being able to play the game again. So
was that tough, like watching the game for the first time?
Yeah, it was hard for about a year, but I've been waiting for this moment, so I'm excited to get back.
Yeah. How are you and Dalshawn feeling out there next to each other?
I think we got a lot of chemistry. I think we got a lot of chemistry with all the backers.
Yeah.
You can mix any match in any of us. So
I guess you came in with Daylight, so you guys have known each other.
Cool with Daylight, cool with all of them. Man.
Yeah. So first 2 days, just what's your impression of camp so far?
I think it's a good start, but we gotta make adjustments. A little rusty. Everyone's a little rusty, so
yeah.
Just getting like a fine-tuned machine will be good.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's it like? You're kind of defending a different offense now. Is that? I mean, you know, players in the past have said that it feels weird to, like, you know, face the same scheme every day. So is it different to face a different scheme now in practice?
As opposed to, like, last year's,
what
you're
saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but, I mean, we got some similar just spread stuff. It's just, you just got to play in space a little bit better, so I think it's all right.
Are you used to the Midwest now, being a Florida guy?
Finally, year three, I'm adjusting.
You're adjusted, finally. You don't miss the beach?
I mean, I miss it, but I still miss Florida, but.
Okay, don't get you wrong.
Yeah.
Florida's still your spot.
Exactly.
And so I guess this year, you know, you guys have a lot of younger guys on the defense now. You know, some players left, a lot of young guys came in. How do you think the young guys are coming along?
They working their tails off. So I mean, that's all we can ask them, and they're doing a great job.
But. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're gonna go coach is the beard now. Are you gonna go facial hair at any point?
I really can't.
Can't do it.
That
it's
much
not
away.
There yet.
It just doesn't connect.
Just a little patchy.
Yeah, a little patchy. So
that's all right. Yeah. It's not a requirement. So anyway, you're good. All right. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you,
Robert. Okay, so first is the obvious question. Flipping the other side of the line. I mean, you played both in high school.
It's got its pros and cons, you know. Just going to take some just getting back into it, you know, getting back into my pass sets and my footwork for run blocking and stuff. But it's so far so good.
All through high school, did you play on both sides of the line?
I played a little bit my junior year of defense. I played offense all.
Yeah.
My junior year, I played defense a little bit. Then I had a really good senior year on defensive line. But other than that, I've been pretty much an O-lineman. So.
Mm-hmm. So what does it feel like to have, you know, your high school quarterback there back there sometimes? Is that kind of crazy for you and Taylor?
I mean, yeah, it's looking – I mean, he's looking good, too, so far for with the little reps he's getting because, you know, the freshmen don't get as many reps. But
sure.
He's doing – it's pretty cool to have him here, I guess, you know.
You guys ever had that moment of, like, this is what we dreamed about? Like,
yeah, we talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember in high school in the summer we used to walk to practice. We used to walk, like a mile and a half to practice every day, and now we're – playing Big Ten ball.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and here you are, you know, riding the buses over, and you know, the facility's going up that you get to move into next year. This is, you know, kind of what you were pointing for. Was it hard to not play last year?
It was rough, definitely, but I'm glad I took the year out and
got
stronger, got more adapted to college football and just being a student athlete in general. So I'm glad I took it off. It was rough, though, definitely.
Is it good to, you know, last year you were D-line and then this year offensive line. So is it kind of good to kind of, you know, learn what a college defensive line does, like technique-wise? Is that helpful?
You know, I'm kind of glad I made the switch because, you know, I got a little bit inside. Now I know what D-line means. You know, I know both sides of the ball pretty well. So I'm glad Coach Smith told me what he thought. And I took it into consideration and it was the best move. So I think we're going to see how it plays out.
Yeah. Did you play mostly guard in high school? Did you play some center? What'd you play?
Freshman year, I played center. My sophomore, played guard. Junior year, played tackle, and I played guard again my senior year. So, played all over.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Center, guard, tackle, guard.
Yeah.
So you know it all.
Yeah.
So you, but you won the state title playing tackle. So
no, I played D end and guard my senior year.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay. Well, there you go.
Same thing. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. So feeling comfortable, like a lot of players will talk about second camp. It's just like, okay, I get this now. I understand college football. Are you feeling that?
You know, I don't have that because I'm playing a whole different position. I got a lot to pick up on, you know, to get up to speed with the guys
and
the ones. So
Yeah.
It's kind of just like I'm a freshman again. Really,
it's like a little overwhelming at times.
Yeah, definitely. Learning
so
the playbook,
many keys and
new techniques. It's definitely different.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it, Kenny.
Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Who else I got?
Okay, so I'm talking to some of these freshmen, Kendrick, like redshirt freshmen. It's kind of like it for you, first camp, like, you know.
Yeah.
Where were you originally from?
Florida.
Florida. So this is your first Midwest summer, and, you know, everything else, how's it been so far?
It's been great. You know, we got a good group of guys, great staff. They're really working hard, you know, good facility for camp. So it's been good, first 2 days.
So when Lovey announced your hiring, he talked about how you sold yourself in the interview and how he was impressed and, like, that's my guy. So what did you come into that with, and what did you say, and, you know?
The biggest thing, I wouldn't necessarily say I sold myself. I sold technique.
Yeah.
I sold toughness. I sold development. Those are the things that are important to me as a coach to work on. Mm-hmm. And fundamentals, running to the ball, you know, all the things that I feel like I could come in and help develop with these guys.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I guess you learn a lot of that as a grad assistant at USC. You're under, a major conference defensive line coach. You find yourself emulating what you saw. You know, how what's that process?
I told a lot of people. There's a guy by the name of Pete Jenkins, retired D-line coach. And I've learned everything I teach from him. Mm-hmm. I played for a guy in college, in Tosh Lupoy, that was taught by Pete Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
So those techniques are techniques I've emulated.
You learn any Tosh? You know, Tosh gets named top recruiter in the country every year. So, do you learn any
absolutely.
Of his recruiting?
Recruiting's important, you know.
Yeah.
And we're still doing that too, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to get this class together and keep building.
Yeah. Tell me about your defensive line. So, no seniors. So, you know, the group you've got this summer is the group you'll have next summer. You know, what's it like with a younger line to mold them like that?
You know, it's good because in essence, some of these guys do have experience, others don't, so you kind of have a blank canvas, you know, and they're real coachable. A lot of them have played 12 games, you know, under their belts. They do have some experience. Jamal Milan, Tymir Oliver, Kenyon. Uh-huh. These guys have even played 2 seasons, and they're coachable. You know, they're all into the techniques, so they're a really fun group to coach.
Are you you see yourself as different from maybe some – I guess you don't know what they were learning last year, but are you changing some of their techniques? Is it different having, you know?
Yes and no. You know, it's still, you know, the same defense that Coach Smith has taught for years, you know, and we're really focused on using our hands, keying blockers, striking blockers in the pass rush game, going and getting it, and getting that quarterback.
And tell me about some of the younger guys, you know. Obviously, the fans know the top 2 recruits were Brown and Avery. So you've got those guys now. How's it going for them?
You know, they're good. We got to get in shape. You know, both those guys will tell you that. But they're working their butts off. They're really, really strong guys that should help us anchor the middle.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah, pleasure, man.
All right, thank you.